Port Hedland's 94.1 Triple M, Wednesday morning, time to catch up with Safe Hedland.
If I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chick.
Leah Costa joins me back in the studio again. Hello, Leah, how are you?
Good morning, good morning.
Hey, you've got a lengthy tome about Nyasha, who is our long-term foster care cat, 10-month old. But just let me quickly get into this. I've got two dogs, nothing to do with Rusty and et cetera from Home Hardware.
Bit of double trouble this morning for
well,
you.
Well, sounds like it. But apparently these two are lovely. Kaha and Mangu are 2.5-year-old Doberman Mastiff girls, ready and looking for new home. Best of friends, so probably best if we try and find them a home together.
I think they're sisters, actually, those
yeah,
two.
Yeah. Kaha and Mangu, great with kids of all ages and do love the companionship of people, like most dogs do, unless they've had some issue, some trauma. They do enjoy a walk or play in the yard. Now, given that they're Doberman Cross Mastiffs, they're going to be medium to large dogs, so they will need exercise. So if you've got a small yard, probably not a good place to put them. But if you do have a small yard and you're prepared to take them out on nice long walks, go for it. They're not overly energetic at this stage. They probably will do. But they're quite relaxed in the company of their mates. Both of the girls are fine around other dogs and don't feel the need to be overly social, as they're quite happy in their own little group or family. Sound like they're antisocial.
They are the most lovely dogs. I went and met those. They've been dealing with a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, high energy, high household, lots of activity, and they are just super relaxed, super friendly. They're lovely dogs.
Just leave me alone. Kaha and Mangu will be vaccinated, microchipped, and de-sexed as part of their adoption fee. A special price can be arranged if you are going to take them together. If you want more details about our two dogs, Kaha and Mangu, get in touch with Jenny through the email headland.dogs@safe.org.au.
We will do a lovely 2-for-1 deal on those. They are beautiful dogs.
Indeed. Tell us about Nyasha.
So Nyasha, I think it is. A little bit of a sassy name there.
Okay.
So Nyasha is a 10-month-old grey mottled tortie
female cat.
I've seen photos.
Cat. She looks so cute.
She is very cute.
Curled
she
up in a ball.
She is a sad story. She is the unloved one in the litter. She is still in foster care after 10 months. So if you are looking for a cat, this one deserves a little bit of extra love.
Mm-hmm.
She was removed out of a hoarding home. So one of these crazy cat ladies with 20 cats. She's the last one and she is thriving since being on her own.
Okay.
She is took a little bit longer to warm up. And she's no doubt the rat bag of the litter. She would suit a quiet couple or a single person that just wants to drown her in attention. She was supposed to go to Perth and she refused to get in her crate and did not want to leave Hedland. So
good
if
work.
You're looking
Stay
for,
in the Pilbara. Well done.
If you're looking for a true blue Pilbara cat, this is the one.
Yep.
We haven't tried her with dogs or kids. We think she'd be better suited to a nice quiet home. With an older sort of person, and she's very affectionate. So if you want to spoil her rotten, this is the cat for you.
All right. How's she go around bangs and noises, just in case these people do have children?
So preferably no children.
Yeah.
She doesn't love loud noises. She startles a little bit. So nice,
okay.
Quiet, relaxed environment would suit her. She will come de-sexed, vaccinated, and microchipped.
All right, so very good.
Please please let me know and we will discount her adoption fee because she's been in long-term care and deserves a beautiful home.
Fair enough. If you want more details about Nyasha, whatever
Nyasha.
You want, get in touch with Rach through the email headland.cats@safe.org.au. Leah, thanks very much for your time this morning. Always good to see you. Catch up with you next week.
No worries. Just a reminder to everyone, don't forget the blue donation bins at the supermarket. You'll see some stickers going up this week reminding you while you're doing your shopping. Any puppy food, any kitten food would be greatly appreciated.